Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara near the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph brings that Shalu Talmidev Es Reb Shimon Ben Yechai Mibnei Ma Lo Yared Lem Liyisrael Mon Pa Machas B'Shana. How come Hashem made it that the man fell every day? Why not it just fall once and they get a whole bunch and they supply themselves? And the Gemara gives different terutzim. Either this way the people would be mechavin, their libam, lavin, shebishmayim. They'd always be worried that maybe the man will stop falling and they'll die. So make them be mechavnim, as libam, lavin, shebishmayim. Or this way it would be kechshucham, it'll be fresh every day. Or because it shouldn't be hard for them to carry it. But I'll call upon them. The Gemara is clear there was this din that the man would fall every day. And in fact, we know the Pesukim tell us, there was an Isser of Losa Siru Mimenu Ad Boka. There was an Isser to leave over from the man to the next day. The Gemara in Kedushin, in Lamed Ches, says that on the 7th of Adar, Moshe died. And from the man stopped falling, and they will stop it from that mon until the 16th day of Nisan. Achrayim ask, if there's a din loisa siru on the mon, how was it that they were able to be meiser that mon when Moshe died and used it for over another month? Why wasn't there a problem of the lav of loisa siru? So some Achrayim answer that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. Zayin Adar that year was Shabbos. So the mon that was left over was mon which fell Friday. And since mon which fell Friday, you always were allowed to leave there. There's a special din Friday mon. You were allowed to leave over for Shabbos. The Friday mon was used for Friday and Shabbos. So on Friday mon, there was no din lo so siru. Once there was no din lo sasiru for the next day for Shabbos, there was completely no din of lo sasiru, and that's why they were able to save that mon and use it for the next over a month. The Seder Olam brings down though that in that year his cheshbon is that Zayin Adar was be'emtza shvuah v'lo b'Shabbos. So according to the Seder Olam, this wouldn't be a good teretz. Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer Aris on Masechtas Yuma learns the following teretz. He learns that the mon that stayed over from Zayin Adar till Tes Zayin Nisan, the mon was created al yedei Neis. Obviously, all mon falling Mishamayim was Neis, but this was a new Neis, an additional Neis, that the mon remained. Normally, the mon would spoil the next day. Extra mon, the mon was nisraba in their kelim, and is created al yedei neis. And Rabbi Yashiv Zeicher Tzadik Levracha says that something that's created al yedei neis, the mon, the extra mon that was created al yedei this extra neis, the dinim of lo sasiru did not apply to it. And he brings a smach to this from the story of the Isha Shanamis with Elisha. Elisha gave a bracha to the Isha Shanamis, and what happened, the shemen that she had in her kelim, no matter how much she poured, there was more shemen that was always nisrabe, al yedei neis, and she was able to be misparneis from the shemen that was created al yedei the neis. The Radak in the Shema Tosefta brings that the Shanamis asked Elisha, does she have to be miaser? Does she have to take miaser from this extra shemen? And Elisha answered her, since it's shemen shel neis, ein tzarech liaser. The normal dinim that apply to it, that normally you'd have to take maaser from it, but the shemen that was created, al yedei neis, so that there's no din maaser from, and therefore she didn't have to take maaser from this extra shemen. Rabbi Yashiv says, this is similar to what happened here with the man. This mon, which wasn't the usual mon, which was created, extra mon that came around to be mefarnes to Bnei Yisrael from Zayin Adar to Tes Zayin Nisan, so this was mon, nes mon, extra mon, and it didn't have the regular dinim that applied to the regular mon. Just like the shemen, the extra shemen shel neis by the isha shenames did not have the din maisa like regular shemen, so this extra mon didn't have the regular din of loisa siru that the regular mon had, since it was mon that was created ayidei neis. The Gemara in Yuma Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom by the two dots, says, Hani Chamisha Inuyin Keneged Me. The 5 Inuyim listed in the Mishnah, where are they Merumis in the Torah? The Rosh and the Taisus Yeshanim at the beginning of the Perek both say that this Lashon of the Gemara of Keneged Me, and the Gemara not using a Lashon of Hanei Chamisha Nuyim Minalon, shows that the Sha'ari Nuyim Amid Rabbanon. And that's why the Gemara uses a Lashon Kineged Mi. Where is it Merumiz in the Psukim? The Gevura Sari says this is Taka no Raya. They could be the Raisa, because we find a similar Lashon in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Mem Tes Amid Aleph says, Hani lamet tes melachas de Shabbos keneged me. So even though we have a similar lashon there, keneged me, and we know the lamet tes melachas de Shabbos are daraisa. So therefore the Gevura Sari says, it's no raya from the lashon that the shar inuyim ad rabbanan. There is in fact even a girsa of the Shiltis. He's gairus in the Gemara, hani chamesha inuyim minalan. He taka held that the Shar Inuyim Adaraisa, and therefore he taka headed a girsa in the Gemara, Chamesh Inuyim Minolan. But the Gemara taka brings 5 psukim, 5 times that the word Inuy is used in relation to Yom Kippur, and says the Inuyim learnt out 1 Inuy from each time the pasuk uses the word Inuy, Vinisem, and all different psukim. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah has 6 Inuyim, Achila, Shasiya, Rechitza, Sicha, Ne'ilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Amita. So you only have 5 psukim that it says Inuy, and yet 6 Inuyim. So the Gemara answers, Shasiya Bechlal Achila. Shasiya is subsumed within Achila, and they are both referred to by 1 time that the pasuk says Inuy. And the Gemara says, how do I know Shasiya Bechlal Achila? The maskana of the Gemara here in Yuma is, from a pasuk in Maisa Sheni, the pasuk says, V'nasata kesef b'chala shetava nafshecha b'bako v'atzon v'yayin v'asheicha. And the Gemara learns out a gzeira shava sheicha sheicha from Nazir. That sheicha refers to wine. Just like by Nazir, we know what a Nazir is chayif for is wine. So the sheicha of this pasuk by Maisa Sheni must mean wine. And the pasuk continues, V'yachalta sham lefnei Hashem lokecha. It refers to ingesting wine as achila. And therefore the Gemara's maskana is, Shesiyya b'chlal achila. And that's why we have 5 psukim that use the word inuy, but yet the 6 unuyim of the Mishnah could be included in it, because achil and shesiya are subsumed under 1 term inuy. The Gemara in Chulin, Kaf Chaf Amar Aleph, brings a din that himcha es achelev, if someone liquefies chelev and then ingests it, he drinks it. So he's chayiv kares. So the Gemara asks, the pasuk by Chalev says v'yachalta, and therefore how come he's chayev when he drinks the Chalev? The Gemara brings a special ribuy nefesh to be marba ashoisa by Chalev. Taisus in Chulin asks, why do I need a special ribuy nefesh to be marba ashoisa? Since shesiya bechlal achila, like we have from here in our Gemara in Yuma. So therefore, even if the pasuk says the achalta, that the iser of chelev is only achila, shesiya is included in it, and therefore you should be chayiv by drinking liquefied chelev, even without any special ribui from the pasuk of nefesh. Taisvis in Chulin answers, that which we say shesiya b'chlal achila would only include a normal type of drinking. Someone who drinks wine, someone who drinks milk. But someone who's going to drink liquefied chelev, that would not be included from the klal of shesiya b'chlal achila. And therefore, you need a special ribuy of nefesh to teach you that if someone drinks liquefied chelev, he is chayev. Tosfos in Nida, daf lamed beis, amud aleph, asks the same question as Tosfos in Chulin. Brings the same gemara. Why do we need a special ribuy of nefesh to be marba a shaisa, someone who drinks liquefied chelev, if shesiya is b'chlal achila? Tosfos in Nida gives a different teretz. Tosfos in Nida says, Einachanami, the act of drinking liquefied chelev would be included because shesiya b'chlal achila, and it would be called an act of achila. But Tosfos in Nida says the reason you need a ribuy is because you would think liquefied chelev would lose its shame chelev. That when I take chelev and I liquefy it, it's no longer the cheftza shel issa of chelev. Comes along a special pasuk of nefesh in the parsha of chelev to tell me I'm chayiv for drinking liquefied chelev too. Perhaps these two different terutzim of Tosfos are tully in two different ways we could understand the limit of the Gemara that shesiya is b'chlal achila. One way we could understand the limit is that when the Torah says by Maisa Sheni, you should eat it, achila, and then list liquid, what that's telling us is that when the Torah is giving a mitzvah to achila, to eat something, it doesn't mean dafka achila. It means achila and the things that are shaykh to it. If it's solid, eat it. If it's a liquid, drink it. But we're not saying shesiya b'chlal achila, that shesiya and achila are the same thing. Achila and shesiya are two different acts. We're just saying if the Torah comes and says v'yachalta, eat it, it doesn't mean strictly eat it. It means eat it, and if it's a solid, drink it, it's a liquid. It's as if yachalta means eat and or drink. If we have that understanding of shesiya b'chlal achila, then when we come to chelev, and we come to a strange type of drinking, we're going to liquefy a solid like chelev and then turn it into liquid and then drink it, that's not included in shesiya b'chlal achila. All the Torah said by shesiya b'chlal achila was I have a mitzvah of Maisa Sheni, where the Torah says to eat it, lav dafka, when the Torah said eat, didn't mean eat, it meant eat it if it's a solid, drink it if it's a liquid, but not that achila and shesiya are one and the same. And if I come to something by chelev that's a solid, and I'm going to liquefy it and I drink it, that's not going to be included in achila. The other way to understand shesiya b'chlal achila is that the Torah is saying that when I say achila, achila is just a term saying ingest it in any way, in any shape, or in any form. However I get it from the outside into my guf is included in achila. That's the limit of Maisa Sheni. Since the Torah said achila, and included in it is things that I'm not going to chew, that I'm going to just swallow like a liquid, it shows that the term achila, when used in the pasuk, doesn't mean dafka eating, but it includes all forms of ingestion are subsumed under it. So this could be what the Tosfos in Nida held. Therefore, since all forms of ingestion are included in the term achila, whether I liquefy the chelev or any form I turn it into, it's all included in achila and I should be chayev. The only reason I would need a special ribuy to be marba liquefied chelev is because perhaps liquefied chelev loses its shame chelev. There's a chefcha shalissas of chelev that maybe if I change the form into liquid, there's no longer a shame chelev. So for that, I need the pasuk nefesh l'rabas asashaysa. But the way I ingested it, that wouldn't be a problem because achila include shesiya, and shesiya is subsumed under the category of achila. Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Sefer Achayim, Simin Tufresh Yud Bey, Siftes, is mechadish adin based on the Tosfos in Chulin. Tosfos in Chulin was Mechadesh, that when we liquefy a salad and drink it, based on the rule of Shasiya Bechlal Achila, we would not be Chayev. In fact, he said, the only reason you're Chayev for liquefied Chelev is because of a special ribuy of Nefesh L'Rabbos HaShoseh. But als the din of Shasiya Bechlal Achila, you would not be Chayev for eating liquefied food. Therefore, he says, based on our Gemara that says by Yom Kippur, we say Shasiya Bechlal Achila, here our Gemara Numa Daf Ayin Vav, that we're learning out as far as Yom Kippur Shasiya Bechlal Achila, and the Issa Shasiya Yom HaKippurim is based on Shasiya Bechlal Achila. If someone would take solid food on Yom Kippur and liquefy it and ingest it, he should not be chayiv, because the chayiv Yom Kippur of Shasiya is based on Shasiya Bechlal Achila, and Tosfos and Chulin holds that solid food that is liquefied is not included in the rule of Shasiya Bechlal Achila. And the Stei Chemed is oimed on the whole premise of Reb Shlomo Kluge. He says, here in the Gemara in Yuma, we don't have a limud that Achila is Asur on Yom Kippur, and Shasiya is only Asur because it's Bechlal Achila. We have a word Inui, and the word Inui refers both to Achila and Shasiya. So it is as if the Pasuk is telling us Achila is Asa and Shasiya is Asa. Just the Gemara has a problem. We have 6 Inuyim and only 5 Psukim. How are we going to work the 6 Inuyim into the 5 Psukim? So the Gemara says, since Shasiya is Bechlal Achila, we could have both Shasiya and Achila learned from one of the Psukim that says Inuy. But at the end of the day, that Pasuk Inuy is used to tell us both Achila is Asa and Shasiya is Asa. Like the Gemara told us earlier in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that we have a limud, va'avadati es ha-nefesh ahi, so we learn out Inuy shu avedas nefesh, v'yezu ze Achila u Shasiya. So both Achila and Shasiya are being learned out directly. You're not learning out the Issa Shasiya as a derivative of the Issa Achila. And therefore, even if we're going to have solid food that is liquefied on Yom Kippur, since the Issa is not coming from Shasiya Bechlal Achila, it's coming directly from Shasiya. So even if we're going to hold like the Tosfos in Chulin, Avada on Yom Kippur, it would be Asa. Perhaps the only way to really understand the Rav Shlomo Kluge is based on one of the other limudim and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. There, when the Gemara was having different limudim, how do we know Inui means Achila? So one of the limudim was from the Mon that says Vayancha Vayarivecha in reference to the Mon. So we learn out Inui is Vayancha in reference to the Mon, so it refers to food. If we're going to say this is the Iker Limud, that the word Inui means Achila, so then perhaps we could understand the Reb Shlomo Kluge, that the Inui by Yom Kippur is a Gzeira Shava to the Inui by the Mon, so it refers Dafka to Achila, and only then we're going to have Shasiya Bechlal Achila, and then you could say, based on the Tosfos and Chulin, if Shasiya is Bechlal Achila, we don't include liquefied food, we could have a smach for what Shlomo Kluge wants to say, based on the Tosfos in Chulin, that someone who drinks liquefied food on Yom Kippur should be potter. Another ramification of when something, when Shasiya is Asa, whether it's Asa als itself, Shasiya, or if it's Asa al Shasiya Bechlal Achila, could be nogeya shiurim. The Rambam by Hilchos Shvuos Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet says someone who swears shel yishteh hayayim, so he's allowed to eat she'ein achila bechlal shasiya, even though shasiya is bechlal achila, but the reverse is not true. Achila is not bechlal shasiya. But someone who makes the shvuos shel yishteh, the Rambam says Kama yishtev yehei chayev, what's the shear that he's going to be over the shvua? So the Rambam says, yirali sheina chayev et she yishtev revius kishari surim. That the, since he said, seems the Rambam is saying, since he brought out the shvua in a lashon shelo yishtev, he's going to be chayev when he drinks a revius. The Rambam, however, in halacha gimel, says, mi she nishpa shelo yoichal hayoyim. Someone who makes a shvua that he's not going to eat today, vishasa, and he drinks, he'll be chayev, because shasi is bechlal achila. But the Rambam there does not say a shear of revius. He doesn't say what the shear is. Very well, what could be, and this is what the Birchas Avram brings out in the shvuas, in Daf Chaf Beis in shvuas, that the Rambam is saying, when the Issa is an Isha Sasiya based on his Shvua of Lo Sishter, so then the Shear is going to be like all Shiurim of Mashke. It's going to be a Shear of Revius. But when the Issa is going to come about from a Shvua Shlo Oichel, even though the Tzura that he's being over the Shvua is through Shasiya, but since he's being over Al Shasiya Bechlal Achila, we're going to judge the Shear based on achila, because it's really an iser achila he's being over, and therefore the shear very well could be a kazayas. And this is similar to the shita of the Rambam in Hilchis Trumas and Hilchis Machalas Asuris, where he says, oichel kazayas min adam yechayev, or azar sha'achal truma, even if he shays it, it's b'kazayas. Because since those Isurim are said in the Torah in a Lashon Achila, so therefore even if it's done in an Eifin of Shasiya, the Shear is going to be a Kazayas. The Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Beis begins to go through the different Limudim, how we know the different behaviors that are Asra on Yom Kippur, Rechitza, Sicha. Where do we see that they're called inui? That therefore we could learn it out from the five psukim that use the term inui by Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, where do we see that sicha is called inui? So the Gemara brings a pasuk about the behavior of Daniel, which the pasuk calls le'is anos lefnei elokecha. And one of the things it says Daniel did was v'sachlo sachti. He didn't do sicha, and that's called inui. The Gemara says, fine, so we'll see from there that sicha is called inui. How do I know rechitza is called inui? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, Vatavo kimayim bekirbo uchashemen biatzmosav, which the Gemara wants to say is comparing mayim bekirbo, meaning rechitza, to shemen biatzmosav sicha. So once we know Sicha is called Inui from the Pasuk from Daniel, so Rechitza will be compared to Sicha and will be also called Inui. The Gemara says, how could you use that Pasuk? The Mishnah in Shabbos says, Vatavo Kamayim Bekirbo V'Cheshem B'Yatzmaisav is used from something else. The Mishnah there says, Minayin L'Sicha Keshehi Keshtiyah B'Yom HaKippurim. How do we know Sicha on Yom Kippur is comparable to Shasiya drinking? And the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Afal pi she'ein raya l'dava zeicha l'dava, shenema v'tavo k'mayim bekirbo u'k'shemen bi'atmosav. That pasuk is used to compare Sicha to Shtiya. So how can you use it here to compare Rechitza to Sicha? So Gemara says in the Maskana Eina Chanami, the way we are going to be marbe rechitza is from the double lashon v'soch lo sachti. V'soch lo sachti will be marbe both sicha and rechitza. Tosfos in Shabbos on that Mishnah on Pei Vav, Taka asks, what was the Gemara's problem over here? Why can't we use it to compare? Why can't we use the pasuk v'tavo to compare rechitza to sicha? Because the Mishnah in Shabbos only says that Sicha is compared to Shasiya from that Pasuk Zeicha L'dava. But it's not a real comparison of Sicha to Shtiya. Maybe the comparison is Rechitza to Sicha. So Tosfos there says that if it will be a real Raya Gemura to compare Rechitza to Sicha, the Tana and Shabbos would not use it even as a Zecha to compare Shasiya to Sicha. Tosfos, actually the Tosfos is found here on Ayin Zayin, asks the Kasha from the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida says, how do we know that it'll be usher to be soch shemen of truma on either a tamei or an aral? So the Gemara there brings first a drasha from a pasuk, the lo yichalalu, a pasuk lo yichalalu that we darshan sicha is kishtia. And then the Gemara also in Nida brings this pasuk vatavo, the pasuk of vatavo kamayim bekirbo uchashemen beatzmoisav, that Sicha is like Shtiya. Tosfos here is bothered. If the Mishnah in Shabbos said the Pasuk of Vatavo is only a Zecha B'Alma and not a real Drasha, why do we bring it as an Ibayis Eima after the Pasuk of Lo Yichalalu, which seems to be a real Drasha, that Sicha is Kishtiya? So Tosfos has two approaches to this. Tosfos' first approach is Eina Chanami. The first pasuk is a din d'oraisa. Lo yichalu is a din d'oraisa. And the Gemara is just saying, if I wouldn't have a pasuk to do with mid'oraisa, I would also have a limud mid'rabbanan a zecha b'alma. Tosfos' second teretz is that both psukim are really asmachtas. Lo yichalu and vatavo, which are we saying that Sich is Kishtiya, is only a Drabbanon, and are both Psukim are Asmachtas. Tosfos then brings a Raya that Sich is Kishtiya, is only a Din Drabbanon, from a Gemara in Krisis. The Gemara in Krisis, Daf Zayin Amid Aleph says, a Kohen who is Sach himself with Shemen Shel Truma, his Ben Bita Yisrael, his grandson Yisrael, can then be misagil in the shemen after the kohen was sach with it. Once the kohen used it, and now the excess comes off the kohen, his grandson Yisrael, who's a Yisrael, could be sach with this truma. Tosfos says, if the din that sicha was also by truma was a din d'oraisa, for a zar to be sach with shemen shel truma was a din d'oraisa, what kind of heter would that be for the grandson just because the kohen used it already? Al Karchach Tosfos says it must be that the issa sicha for a zar is only a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, in a case where it's only excess that came off the kohen, hey mamru vehey mamru, and the rabbanu are matter it. But emes, this raya that Tosfos brings from the Gemara increases. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim points out is a very shvera raya. Because the Gemara over there starts off with a kasha. How come if a kohen gadol uses has shemen mishcha al roshay, and after the mishcha is done, he then takes some and puts it on his bnei me'ayim, on his stomach, he is chayev? How come that's different than a kohen who sach b'shemen shel truma that his grandson, a Yisrael, could use it after he uses it? How come by the case of the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen Mishcha, you will be chayev for using it after you did the Mishicha? Why will you use the Shemen Shel Truma after the Kohen used it, you'll be pata? Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Gemara's Kasha doesn't seem to start. Using Shemen Mishcha for any purpose other than the Mishicha is an Issa D'oraisa. While the Kayin's grandson being Sach with Shemen Shel Truma is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So maybe that's the reason for the chilek between the Shemen Mishcha and the Truma. Furthermore, the Gemara there answers, what's the reason that the grandson, the Yisrael, could use the Shemen Shel Truma? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, ki yichalalu, that once it's been mischalel, and it's been used by the Kohen, so then it's you be able to be used by the Yisrael. So if you have a pasuk saying once it's been mischalel, it could be used by the Yisrael, so maybe even though normally the Isser Sicha for a Zar with Shemen Shel Truma is the Raisa, Here you have a pasuk telling you once it's been used by the kayin, the issa goes off and it's mutta. I'll call upon him though, Taisvis holds that the Isser of Sicha is only an Issa Drabanan. And therefore, Taisa says, we only have it in a few cases. We only have it by Truma, where we have these psukim that allude to it, at least on the Drabanadika level, and therefore it will be Asar for a Zar to be Sach B'Shemen Shel Truma. We have it by Yom Kippur, because we have these psukim that it's called Inoy, and therefore, since Sicha is considered, not doing Sicha is considered an Inoy, so therefore is an Issa Sicha on Yom Kippurim. Taisus adds on, by anything which is Asur Bahana'a, so there you would have obviously an Issa Sicha also, because Sicha is a Hana'a. But Taisus says, except for these three cases, for Yom Kippur and Truma and Isurei Hana, we would not have an Isser Sicha, because the whole psukim where we learn out the Isser Sicha are all asmachtas, and therefore Taisa says, if I would have chelev of a behema which is asa to eat, I would not say Sicha Kishtia, and therefore I wouldn't be able to use soap made of chelev. The Issa Sich is an Issa Drabanan only by these specific cases of Yom Kippur and Truma. And therefore, we don't literally say, even though the Gemara uses a Lashon Sicha Kishtia, Taisus learns it doesn't mean Sicha has the same grounds like Shasiya. And therefore, if you would have something that's Asa to eat or to drink, like a soap made of Chelev, there would be no Issa to use soap made of chelev. Taisus actually, in Nida, Daf Lamed Beis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, adds another Knech. Rabbeinu Tam over there says, this that we even learn out, that Midrabbanan, there's an Issa Sicha, is Dafka Sicha Shemen. Like what the Pasuk says, Ucha Shemen Biatz Maisav. With Dafka learning even this Issa Drabbanan out, only as far as Shemen, and therefore, Zicha, there would be no problem of using Sopsha of Chelev. And in fact, according to the Rabbeinu Tam and Nida, it would seem even the Isser of Sicha on Yom Kippurim would only be by Shemen and not by other substances. The Rambam in Hilchus Trumis, in Perek Vav and in Perek Zayin, when he deals with the dinim of Isser of Truma for a Tamei, or for an Arel, or for a Zar, never brings the Pasuk of Atavo Kamayim Bekirbo, or the Pasuk of Lo Yechalalu. Just in Perek Yud, when the Rambam deals with the din of someone who is Eichel, Truma B'Shoige, where he has to bring a Keren V'Chaimesh, there the Rambam brings that if a Yazar will be Sach Shemen Shel Truma, he will also have to pay Keren V'Chaimesh, and there he brings the Psukim of Lo Yechalalu and Vatavo. The Brisker Rav makes a diyuk from the fact that the Rambam brings these Psukim in Perek Yud, but does not bring it in Perek Vav and Zayin, that the Rambam holds that there's a limud Sicha Kishtiyah Midaraisa. But it's only Sicha Kishtiyah Midaraisa as far as the din of the Cheftza of the Truma. Meaning there's a mitzvah to use the Chefesh Shel Truma, that the Kayan is supposed to utilize it for Achila or Shasiya, comes along these Pasuk and says, these psukim say Sicha is just like Shtiya, and a valid use of the Kayin, of the Cheftza Shel Truma, he could do Achila with it, he could do Shasiya with it, or he could do Sicha. But when we're dealing with the Lav and the Malkus of a Zar eating Truma, or of a Tamei, or of an Aral, there it's going to be dafka lo yeyachel. There it's going to be dafka achila. The pasuk that's marbe shesicha kishtiya is only telling us as far as the Cheftza Sel Truma, the permitted usage of the Kohen of Truma, Sicha is a permitted usage just like Shasiya. But when we're dealing with the Lav, when it's the Pasuk says, Lo Yeachel, that is going to be Dafka, Chilo, Shasiya, but not Sicha. And therefore the Rambam brings these Psukim Benogeya the din chaymesh of a zar eating it b'shaygeg. There's a din that the cheftza shel truma is supposed to be utilized by the kayin, beina yidei achila, shesia, or sicha. If a zar comes and utilizes what the kayin is supposed to have done, he does the utilization that the kayin should have done, so then he is going to pay a keren v'chaymesh. But what we're talking about, the lav of lo yoichal, not the itruma, so there we have no din of sicha kishtiya. And if the czar will come and be soch shemen shel truma, he will not be over any lav. With this, the Brisker Rav explains the Gemara in Krisis and Dav Zayin that we spoke about earlier. The Gemara in Krisis says that if a Kayin is Sach with Shemen Shel Truma, then afterwards Ben Bito Yisrael could be Misagelbo. The Brisker Rav says, what's pshat in the Gemara according to the Rambam? There's a din that the Cheftza Shel Truma has to be utilized by the Kayin. Here the Cheftza Shel Truma was utilized by the Kayin. It's Ke'ein Nase Mitzvaso. The utilization of the Kayin already happened. The din of Sicha Kishtiya as far as Truma was simply a din that's a permitted usage of the Kayin, and the Kayin should use the Truma in this way and not the Tzar. But once already the Kayin utilized it and did it Sicha with the Truma, so als the Cheftza Shel Truma, its usage already happened, so then the Tzar can now be Sach with it because Nase Mitzvaso, it already was, the Cheftza Shel Truma was already used how the Torah wanted it to be used by the Kayin. So now there's no problem with the Tzar coming and be Sach with it. However, the Brisker Rav says, note that the Gemara in Krisa says, Dafka the Ben Bito could be Sach with it, not that the Ben Bito could come now eat the Shemen. Because as far as the eating of the Shemen, that's a separate din of Lo Yochal. The din Lo Yochal, that's a lav on using anything that has a Shem Truma. This still has a Shem Truma, even though it's been used already by the Kayin. The usage of the Kohen only takes off the din in the Cheftza. There's a din that the Cheftza of Truma has to be utilized by the Kohen. So now, once it's been utilized by the Kohen, there's no problem for the Tzar to utilize it Ayidei Sicha. But for the Tzar to be Yoichalet, that's the Issa Gavra that there is to eat something that's Truma. That doesn't go off with the fact that the Kohen used it already. The Brisker Rav then continues to use this derech to explain a shitas yachid, a shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that you cannot do sicha with shemen of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now, l'chaira, the way the Brisker Rav has been explaining, that by dinim in the cheftza, like truma, where there's a mitzvah to utilize it by achilu or shasiya, so sicha will also be your permitted usage. It should come out by Maisa Sheni, where we should have the same din, there's a din in the Cheftza to eat it or drink it. So sicha should also be permitted. What pshat in at least this das yochid of Rav Shimon that sicha is not permitted by Maisa Sheni? So the Brisker Rav says that Rav Shimon holds, since Maisa Sheni is different than Truma, that it has a din not just to utilize it, Achila or Shasiya, but to do Achila in Yerushalayim. So once we add new dinim to it, there's a din Achila Lifnei Hashem, So maybe that din achila is not just a stam din of to utilize the chefza, and we say sicha is kishtiya. There, since there's a din, other dinim of lifnei Hashem, the Torah is being makbid on dafka nachila. And therefore, Rav Shimon at least will hold that their sicha will not be permitted. Once it's not just stam a din to utilize it through achila, but we're going to have additional dinim of lifnei Hashem, so Rav Shimon will hold we will not have this klal of sicha is like shesiyah and achila. But al kol panim, the sheet of the Rambam, as explained by the Brisker Rav, is there is a din d'oraisa of sicha kishtiya, but partially. It's a din d'oraisa that sicha is kishtiya as far as the cheftza, as far as the utilization of the cheftza, just like you could use truma through achila and shesiyah, you could use it through sicha. But when we talk about the lav of a zar eating truma, that's not going to be achil or shesiyah. Sicha will not get the lav of lo yeyachel. And now, of course, it follows, according to the Rambam, that since when we're talking about an issa gavra, we don't say sicha is kishtiyah. Therefore, vada, if we were talking about using chelev, soap of chelev, the Rambam would hold that's no problem. And that's pshat how the Rambam would learn the Mishnah that says, Sichas kishtiya fayom kipurim, and brings the pasuk of Atavo, but says it's only a zeichel adava, because what we're talking about Yom Kippur, it is a gavra of achila, avada over there, it's only a zeichel adava, midaraisa, there's no din from that pasuk that the sicha will be kishtiya. The Mordechai in the fifth perek of Shabbos, Taka learns that these drushes of sicha kishtiya are just on the drabbanadika level, but he learns the rabbanan made it sicha mamish kishtiya. He learns like Taisvis that it's only a din drabbanan, the psukim are just zecha bi'alma. However, he learns that the way the rabbanan implemented it was that sicha is going to be like shtiya. And therefore, according to the Mordechai, there would be an issa to use treifa soap, chelev, soap made out of chelev, since it's asa to ingest it. Therefore, there will be this issa drabbanan of sicha with such soap. The Gratak in Orachayin, Simen Shin Chafav Sifkat Yutes, Taka brings the Mordechai, and the Grotaka paskins to go like the Mordechai and says an issa to use soap made out of chelev. The Mishnah Brewer in the Bir Halacha says we're not really noyig like that, but he says to be machma like that, it's okay, there's yeshal mi a reason to be machma like that, even though we're not noyig like that. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph brings a memra of Rav Samya. Minayin l'maisa sheni shenitma shemutal l'soichai. How do I know if maisa sheni became tamei that it's mutter for me to do sicha with it? And the Gemara brings then a drasha from a pasuk v'lanasati men l'meis l'meisul l'lasati halachai domin l'meis nasati, and whatever it is how the drasha is, but the drasha comes out that from that pasuk we mata sicha of maisa sheni that's tamei. Rashi on that Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk? Rashi says, what's the reason I would need a pasuk to be mata sicha of maisa sheni tamei? Why would I think there's anything wrong with being sach maisa sheni tamei? Rashi says, the afal gav de kaimalon de sicha kishtiya the havele command the shasi le betuma. Since we know from the drushes of the psukim that sicha is like shtiya, so to take maisa sheni tamei and to be sochet should be the equivalent of drinking maisa sheni tamei, which obviously is asa. Therefore, I need a special pasuk to be mata sicha of maisa sheni tamei. The Rashi here is clear mashma, like none of the shitas we've seen so far, that sicha is kishtiya, at least according to Rav Samya, and a dinda raisa, that sicha is mamish like shtiya, and we need a pasuk to be matter the sicha of maisa sheni tamei, because without that pasuk will be also to soch maisa sheni tamei, because it will be the equivalent of drinking maisa sheni tamei. Taisis, in fact, on that daf and ayin dalid, like we said earlier, Taisvis holds on the din der Raisa, there's no din of Sicha Kishtiya, so he can't learn that Gemara that way. He can't learn that the Pasuk is coming to be Materit because you would think Sicha is Kishtiya. Therefore, Taisvis has to, L'shitaso has to say something different. The Salka Daitich, the Asa Mishum Shemivair Betuma. There's a din not to be Mivair. Not to be Mevayer Maisa Sheni Betuma, and I would think the Sicha of Maisa Sheni Tamei would be a way of being Mevayer it Mina Oilam Betuma. I'm being Mevayer it by being Sach on me when it's Tamei. And that's the reason you would think it's Asa, and therefore the Pasa comes and is Materet. But Taisus Shitaso cannot say the reason is because Sicha is Kishtiya. Because here we're talking on the Daraisa level, what Taisus holds Sicha is not Kishtiya. But Rashi here is the unique Shita that we see he holds that Sicha could be Kishtiya even on the Daraisa level. According to this Rashi, it would seem to be, it would certainly be a problem to use soap made out of Chelev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.